This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The flu season is off to an early and deadly start. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 10 states already are being affected severely by the flu. At least 11 children have died from influenza, mostly in Colorado and Texas, but also in Oklahoma and New Mexico. In a typical year, 36,000 Americans die from the disease. There's concern this year that the flu season is beginning 2 months earlier than usual. Dr. Scott Harper is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. Good morning.
Good morning.
Many people are already frightened by reports that this year's flu season is expected to be so severe. I mean, what does that mean? Is it the flu is more severe or that it's going to spread among more people?
Well, I think both. This is a virus that is circulating pretty widely right now that comes from a family of viruses that in past influenza seasons have typically caused more deaths and more hospitalizations as opposed to what we've seen for, say, the last three influenza seasons.
And should parents in particular be worried because we are hearing about the more deaths of children?
I think that this season is similar to previous seasons in that we've always known influenza can cause severe illness in children. And it's a recommendation now for the 2004-2005 season that children be vaccinated if they're 6 to 23 months of age. Right now, they're just encouraged to be vaccinated. But I think that parents should pay attention to symptoms of influenza in their kids, which would include headache and fever, sore throat, cough, et cetera, and seek medical attention sooner than later if they think they might be infected with influenza.
Well, one thing we know that's sort of odd for the public, I think, about flu vaccines is that you have to, in a sense, guess what the flu strain is going to be for the next year because the vaccine is all organized months in advance. How does that apply in this case?
Well, what happened this year is that this is a process that takes many months, and people from all over the world get together in Geneva at the World Health Organization twice a year and look at the data to see what viruses are circulating most widely. And for the Northern Hemisphere, that meeting occurs very early in the year. In fact, it occurred back in January of this year. And by February, the vaccine is being produced with three different strains that had been chosen based on what was circulating. However, this season, a virus emerged at about that time and could not be included in this year's vaccine. And so this turns out to be the virus that is circulating most widely right now. However, it's from a family of viruses that we're familiar with and that circulate every year. And so this vaccine should offer some cross-protection for this virus that's circulating.
But it is not, would you say, is it perfectly effective or is it just worth doing?
Well, we're going to collect data over the course of the season to see how well this vaccine works in different populations. We know from laboratory studies that the vaccine actually does offer some cross-protection when checking to see if antibodies against the vaccine viruses work against the virus that is in circulation. So we do expect some cross-protection, and it's not a sort of black-and-white situation where it either does or does not work.
Now, we're always told also that people over 65 ought to get flu shots really every year. In a severe flu season, are more groups told to get the shots?
There are not expanded recommendations. There are several groups that the CDC recommends get influenza vaccine, and that group over the age of 65 is one of them. Others include women who are pregnant in their second or third trimesters, the children that I mentioned before, and people with underlying health conditions that would predispose them to having complications from influenza, so people with heart disease and lung disease, diabetes, et cetera, even if they're not over the age of 65, are recommended to get influenza vaccination every year.
And right now it's plenty early enough to get the vaccine.
That's right. Every year we ask people to consider getting vaccinated well into December and even after. And so the optimal time is actually October and November, but now would still be a good time to get vaccinated.
Dr. Harper, thank you very much.
You bet.
Dr. Scott Harper is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta.